This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. Your hostess, I guess it's like when you're an actor, you're not an actress or an actor, you're an actor. So in this circumstance, we don't have host and hostesses, we have hosts. Does that work, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
sure.
Being a hostess. What does being a hostess imply, though? Doesn't it imply that you're... The female gender?
Host.
Is that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why is that not?
I like to be the hostess with the mostest, so that's...
Yeah, I know. Right. Perfect.
I think hostess still applies, right? If you go into a restaurant or if you are having a dinner party or having people over to your house or your place, then you're the hostess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you bring a hostess gift.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Thank you. So I want to go back to something... that has been a discussion. Apparently, Apple is going to work with Arizona and Georgia to add state IDs to their phones. So that brought into my mind, this is something that Victoria has a lot of expertise in, talking about what the new driver's license situation may be in various states, like Connecticut and Iowa and Kentucky and Maryland and Oklahoma, a number of states. So apparently this new feature can be introduced in the near future. So I wanted to bring to your attention, the attention of the audience, something going on here in Massachusetts where I live. The announcement was made this week that they're going to, there is a bill in the hopper which apparently has bipartisan support, which is, it's a little easier in Massachusetts to get it because there are fewer Republicans here, but there happens to be a Republican governor. But the House and the Senate controlled by the Democrats. But with some very strong support, there is a proposal for a new law that would require the use of ID when you vote. You know, we have all of this stuff, this hoopla around the country. People, in my estimation, in many circumstances, overreacting and underplaying what the real reason is for some of these conversations where they want to just allow everybody to wander in like they do in California and presently here in Massachusetts. You have to prove who you are to vote. You just go and say, I'm Joe Schmo from Kokomo. I want to give me my ballot. And that's it. But Massachusetts wants to change that, require voter ID, and the way around the controversy for the people who say, well, black people or some people who have a problem, who don't have this and they don't have that, they don't have money, they can't go get a license. So as part of the bill, the state will give you ID without cost. So it's just up to you to get your butt into some place where you can prove who you are, and you will get an ID. If you cannot pay for it, you just say, I don't have the money to pay for it, and the state will give you ID free.
That's
and
what
then,
New York does.
Is that what New York is doing now?
They've been doing it. No,
but
New York.
Does New York require you to show the ID when you vote?
No, but it's the state ID. I mean, this it wasn't required for. Well, it was called the ID for All program. It was like the early in de Blasio's term. And so everyone, regardless of immigration status, it's the whole state of New York, but it was mostly concentrated in the city. And so anyone who was living in the city, you could go and get a state ID. And so you would, you know, prove that this is your address with your utility bill or whatever. And it was for people who didn't have driver's licenses because in New York City, very few people drive. Mm-hmm. So no one has a driver's license. I mean, very few people do. So the state ID thing was to have some sort of identification of everyone who was, you know, who was living there, regardless of whether or not you have a driver's license.
Okay. So in this case, though, I'm just explaining.
But you're saying that your case is tied to voting?
To voting, yeah. We have I mean, we have in California, I think a lot of states have just a free ID for people who choose not to drive for whatever reason. I know in California you can go get a state-issued ID that doesn't give you driving privileges, but just gives you identification.
Okay, well, doesn't that eliminate
all states do that, but...
Doesn't that eliminate the need
for the excuse for not requiring ID?
Go ahead.
To tell a group of people because of their skin color that they're too dumb to figure out how to get an ID, I think is so racist. The premise of this, I know they're trying to say, well, it's because of the racist system, but to me, it's racist to say, you know what, black and brown people, because you're not smart enough to figure out how to get an ID, we have to change our laws. I mean, it smacks of just, ugh, I don't know, it's such a stupid talking point, and I feel not just stupid, but racist talking point, and I don't know why people continue to use it.
Well, it seems to me that when I heard this, it made sense to me, and I was happy about it because I think here, where I vote most of the time, I want to have people know that it's really me. And I don't want someone else to be able to walk
in
and say,
hey. By the way, the polling agrees with you. I mean, this is something that's very much accepted across the country. People want to be able to prove that their ballot is their ballot. I don't know what makes that racist or who decided that was racist.
Speaking about racism a little bit here, are abortion laws in various states, would you consider them to be racist? Are they aimed at people who don't have...
To me, that's a much easier argument. Well, it's a much easier argument to make, and it's not necessarily race, it's socioeconomic. So you can be poor and white, you can be poor and black. I mean, that's a much easier argument to make than what Jen was saying with the voter ID, which is complex, and I understand.
All right, well, what do we make of the Supreme Court has decided not to block a law in Texas which prohibits most abortions?
It's one of those procedural things. I've seen so many people screaming overnight, oh, under the guise of darkness, the Supreme Court has ruled to outlaw abortion. That's not what's happening.
It is illegal right now.
They tried to get the Supreme Court to block it, but procedurally the Supreme Court could not offer an injunction. It's the same kind of thing when people have asked for injunctions on the mandates, on all of this. They can't get involved until it makes its way up the court system. So the Supreme Court, I'm sure, will ultimately get involved with this, but you can't just say, hey, we need you to do this. That's not how the Supreme Court works. It has to make its way up through the system, and so on a procedural basis, the Supreme Court ruled not to pick it up, but they will, I'm sure.
I thought it was really telling, though, that Chief Justice Roberts sided with the liberal judges or whatever,
right.
And he said that what he would have done, and this is what the liberal judges said, and this is what happens more often than not, is that the law is kind of in limbo, it's frozen, until the Supreme Court can actually go through everything and make a ruling. But in this case, because of the conservative judges, they voted to allow the abortions to stop in the meantime. And that's unprecedented. I mean, there is literally no legal precedent for that. So, I mean, everyone's...
Well,
the ACLU
is involved. Basically bans all abortions, right? The one
after
they were talking
6 weeks,
about.
Which most women
except
don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Except for rape and birth defects. I mean, there are exemptions
to
the rule.
There ought to be for that stuff, shouldn't there?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I admit to, and I get criticized for it, not knowing all of the piece of pie. I don't know what it feels like to be pregnant. No men do. So there is an argument that gets put forth that men ought not to be making these rules because they don't really know anything about being pregnant. They've had babies in their families. But say it again, Jay.
100%.
100%.
Men should not have a say in this.
At all. Okay.
Well, unless the man is going to legally be bound to fully take care of the child from conception, then and there is no rule, there's no law for that. Unless that's going to be the alternative, it has to be one or the other. And
can I offer something different? Because I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've seen a lot of people so upset about all of this, and I know everybody gets very emotional with these arguments, but Isn't it okay? I mean, I think under the premise that no man should make a law about a woman and no, you know, and all of this, we are not, I mean, life is not fair, right? We all know this. Life is not fair. All of our lives have taken different courses, and we all have benefited from these different courses, and we've all had probably some heartbreak and some hurt from these different courses in life. Men and women are not the same. I know the new face of, like, moving everybody into these crazy different gender categories is meant to kind of blur things. But there are biological differences between men and women, and women get to do the really awesome thing of having a baby.
And they should also be able to have the awesome choice of when to do that, or if they want to do that.
Well, they do. I mean, you can get birth control. You can do all those things. You can do all of those things right now. It is not like you can't.
And so, yeah, sometimes birth control fails. But also, for people who don't understand, 6 weeks pregnant does not mean the embryo is 6 weeks old. Pregnancy starts at the first day of your last period. So that's even before.
I get all of that. I get all of that. But I think there's, you know, there's so much of a push.
You're a woman, Jen, but there's a lot of people who don't. A lot of people think, how do you not know that you're not, how do you not
yeah,
know
men
that
don't
you're
understand
pregnant
that.
6 weeks later?
Right.
It's because you haven't been pregnant for 6 weeks. You haven't even been pregnant for 4 weeks.
Yeah, you're only 2 weeks past your missed period.
I was trying to have a kid, and I didn't know I was pregnant with Mac until 8 weeks into the pregnancy. And I was trying. I was monitoring and counting things. Not everybody's regular either with their time.
I don't think that this Texas law is perfect by any stretch, but just in thinking about, like, how we legislate and all this, and I understand there should be all kinds of people chiming in on this, but I feel like this is, we need to, the argument that, you know, somehow this should be on men and women, we get to do the really awesome thing of being moms, which is
yeah, but
really
we don't
awesome
inseminate
thing.
Ourselves, Jen. This needs to be a 50-50 equality. If we're going to restrict women from having abortions, then you have to, the scales have to balance, and you have to put more of the onus on the man who inseminated the woman. I mean, that's,
yeah,
I can't
have
it both
I mean, I think,
what does that
but
mean?
I think to say that somehow you have to get pregnant by having sex, I think you can do a lot of things that you can do to prevent yourself from getting into that position.
But the pill
the
is not 100%.
Place.
Condoms aren't
it's
100%.
Not.
I mean,
there are personal responsibilities.
What other responsibility is there? But what is there then? If you're on the pill and you're using a condom, or you're using a condom or you're on the pill,
but we know
what are the other things? Well, then we know the other things that women can do.
Please, merely a few seconds.
This is why I don't even want to have this argument, because I feel like it gets way too emotional. And
I know, but you're saying personal responsibility. I'm asking what other things beyond contraception.
I'm saying the insinuation.
That's not
that for a woman to go out there and have a glowing sex life is that she has to get pregnant, and that's not the case. You don't have to get pregnant, and so.
But my question to you, though, is
to protect yourself. If there
what are
is,
the steps? What are the steps?
Time's
that's what I'm asking.
Ladies, 18 past the
There's
hour.
No answer. Okay.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay here with the latest on yay. Ye, yay, the I's have it, the ye's have it, the yay's have it. Okay, so the latest on Kanye West was that he was not faithful to his wife. And it seems we were just having a conversation about that out the air. People are surprised.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah, he has been so in love with her for so many years before they ever even got together. But he's acknowledging it in a new song on his Donda album. It's called Hurricane, where he talks about acting too rich, having a new chick, still playing after two kids. Those are some of the lyrics. And never going home, abusing alcohol. And apparently the cheating scandal wasn't something that broke the camel's back, because they stayed together. They had two more kids. But it seemed like everything kind of just came together, and then it just became too much, where it was the cheating, it was the alcohol, it was his presidential run, it was those Twitter tirades,
so
it was
there,
him acknowledging that Kim wanted to have an abortion for their first child, and just kind of everything, and also the fact that they lived apart, and he was not going to be coming back to L.A. anytime soon. He wanted to stay, where is it, Montana?
Ranch in
Wyoming, isn't he in Wyoming?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah. Wyoming. I feel like a lot of celebrities that want to get out of Hollywood go to Montana and Wyoming.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of space.
Wide open spaces. It's a big sky country.
I think it has to be the betrayal, too, of when he released all of the text messages between him and her mom, right between Chris. I mean, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Because the Kardashian clan is so tight that I don't know how you can come back from that.
Mm-mm.
All right, next up, Jessica Simpson and her eating habits. Huh?
This is quite possibly the most Jessica Simpson thing. She acknowledged that she eats bacon in what her kids deem a very weird way. She only eats the tips. She doesn't eat the middles.
What? What is wrong with her?
Sometimes you just want to be like, maybe you shouldn't say things out loud.
Yes.
Yeah, totally reminiscent of Chicken of the Sea when, what was it, Newlyweds? And she's like, is this fish when I'm eating chicken or is this fish? And if you actually go watch that clip, you see Nick Lachey being like, what did I marry?
At first he's like, she's doing this for the cameras. And then he realizes that she really doesn't know if she's eating chicken or tuna. Oh, my gosh. Jessica
What's
Simpson.
The best tuna, chicken of the sea.
So you gotta love her.
She's confused because tuna fish is called chicken of the sea. Don't you all get confused about that?
No. Like the I love that you were coming to bat for Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, right.
Right now, Doug.
I never considered the middle of the piece of bacon to be chewy, though.
Isn't it like uniformly
That's
crispy?
That's what I always thought.
Usually.
Back when I ate bacon, yeah. If you cook it right, the whole thing's crispy.
I will say that if it's like kind of not done right, the tips will be crispier than the inside. But if you're doing it right, it should just be crunchy.
So
all the
she
way
goes
through.
Through like a whole order of bacon at a restaurant. She just eats like half an inch off each end. It's weird.
Wow. All right, Simone Biles back in the focus in terms of social media and trending. What's going on?
Yeah, she did an awesome thing. So for her teammate, Suni Lee, she got her friend's dad, she got Suni's dad, a new state-of-the-art electronic wheelchair and helped him debut it on the Today Show. And she had told him in a video that she just loves Suni so much and Suni loves her dad so much and she just wanted to do this for him. He had a manual, like a manually operated wheelchair before. Mm. He was paralyzed in 2019 when he fell off a ladder from the chest down. So oof. The souped-up ride is a great gift, and then it's going to be custom-fitted for all of his needs.
So she's giving this. Does she have a lot of sponsorships? Is she making money because of all the sponsorships she has? Is that it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's liable to have the ability to do that, whereas is Suni Lee not going to be able to get that same kind of endorsement opportunity? Is she not big enough?
She just won the gold, right, on the teams. So, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So, in the future, she'll probably be able to pay for the upgrades on the
nice
chair, maybe.
Just not right now.
Nice touch. 28 after the hour.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the years, 780 prisoners have passed through Guantanamo Bay. Many of the remaining 39 are entering their second decade in the East Cuban detention facility. They were labeled enemy combatants without rights. The only time frame for their release, if ever, Dick Cheney said, the end of the war on terror, which officially is still going on. Tuesday, after a 17-month pause, the pretrial hearings for Mohammed and four others are set to resume just days ahead of the anniversary of the attack. The military commissions resumed hearing in May, and Biden has sought quietly to release those not facing trial. The city of Portland, Oregon announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the state's new heartbeat abortion law. Mayor Wheeler announced the city council intends to vote on an emergency resolution on Wednesday to stop the city's future procurement of goods and services and travel to the state of Texas. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the American embassy has been taken over by the Taliban, the State Department has no presence in Afghanistan. Yet when American citizens went into Afghanistan to rescue Americans, the State Department is trying to claim they did the rescuing. Arkansas Governor Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News explains the business of politics is attempting to undermine the intelligence of the American people.
First off, let me commend Corey Mills and so many other veterans over the last 3 weeks who have worked tirelessly, have sacrificed their time and their money in many cases to help our fellow Americans get out of Afghanistan, or in some cases, the Afghan interpreters who serve loyally beside them. They are some real heroes of this tragedy. It's not surprising to me that the State Department higher-ups have come rushing in anytime they see a good news story and try to take credit for it, since it's really been nothing but bad news for Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's State Department. And it continues to be the case that we have perhaps hundreds of Americans effectively held hostage by the Taliban inside of Afghanistan who are probably trying to extract who knows what kinds of concessions from the Biden administration. I worry that they'll grant those concessions because they simply want Afghanistan off the front pages and out of the minds of the American people. But as long as our fellow citizens are stranded there, Americans are not going to forget this catastrophe.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan cost American taxpayers $1.5 billion. It now displays the Taliban flag painted on the front entrance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
On the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we all live in different parts of the country. We capture different realities. Jay's in Nashville, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, I'm in Massachusetts.
And some places are wetter than others, is that fair to say?
Well, I was just outside running around because I take Daisy out for a pee early in the morning, and I saw something out the window here of the studio, and I went to check it out. My side lawn is flooded, And I have never, in the years I've lived here, ever seen water collect. But the ground is so saturated here in New England with the rain from the past couple of months, and we had 2-3 inches of rain and almost as many hours last night and into early this morning, it has no place to go. So my brook that runs through the property, through this farm, is loaded and overflowing. And my side yard has about 3 inches of water in it, and never has that. So and I know that we all have, I think, Victoria, you were talking about Newark Airport being flooded out.
Yeah, and I've never seen that happen. They canceled all the flights. The entire, if you've ever flown into Newark Airport, when you land, you have to go down the escalators to the baggage claim area. That entire floor is completely flooded out, like a few feet of water. I've never seen that happen at Newark, ever. I grew up here and never seen that.
And, Jay, you live in Nashville, where that whole Tennessee Valley has been flooded out since the super rains of last week, right? Is it dissipating somewhat now, or you still have floods everywhere?
Not quite yet. Things are still pretty saturated. Our yard is still wet, and it hasn't really rained here since, I want to say, Tuesday morning-ish? Tuesday, like, late afternoon, or early afternoon, I mean. But, yeah, we've been getting hit pretty hard. Broke some records with how much rain has been coming in. Even Bonnaroo, that just got canceled, some of the vendors had already tried to start setting up, and they're stranded on the field. They had tractors trying to pull them out, and then the tractors got stuck.
So there
that
are
when the tractor gets stuck
because there's too much mud.
That's usually
move.
The last thing that can save
if
people is a tractor.
Drive tractor.
Well, and all the mud is sitting below the water. It's straight up waterlogged.
Yeah, if you can't, the tractors that are two wheel drive, even though they have the kind of tires and the size wheels, they don't usually.
You had to say the T word to the
tractor. I know, right?
You want to do tractor talk or not?
Tractor talk.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive tractors don't usually have that much of a problem. And if you're driving a tractor that has a loader on it, you can usually push your way in or out of whatever hole you may get into. So there are, if in fact these tractors are getting stuck, that must mean it really is a muddy mess there. And so it begs the question, without getting into a heated argument about global warming and climate change and things that are going on, it is natural, I think, or it's to be understood, that people will point to climate change, global warming, as one and the same. I'm not necessarily subscribed to that, although I will tell you, and I have over the course of the past 10, 12 years since global warming or climate change has been a big issue, that I think there is something to the impact of burning fossil fuels on the atmosphere. I think that's pretty much undeniable. The other side of it is, or the two other sides, I suppose, to this, one of them is, can we actually do something about it? Have we gone too far? Or are some of the things that have been put forth in a political sense, because the climate changers are like religionists, this is their whole thing, is it not to be understood? And the people who say it's all about global warming caused by mankind, there's not 1 ounce of truth in my being to that statement. There's sort of a co-conspiracy here. The Earth itself does this to itself and has over the billions of years it's been in existence. So, in a manner of speaking, man is conspiring with nature to perhaps bring it out more quickly. There are, 18,000 years ago, there was an ice age, and it changed the basic topography of much of North America anyway, and if not, much of the planet. And that was only 18,000 years ago. And if you look back over if you look at the core drillings, without getting too much into the weeds, that they've done in the Antarctic and the Arctic to find out what, through that research, what the planet has gone through in terms of the changing face of the planet, it has gone through this face change hundreds, if not thousands of times over the billions of years that it's been in existence. So for us to say that it's man who's disrupting the climate of the planet and leave it at that is disingenuous and actually not correct. Is man affecting it? Yep. And are these things that we're witnessing now that we just talked about, all the rain that has come in the eastern part of the country versus the droughts, especially in the northwest, Montana and Idaho, those areas not so bad. But when you get into Oregon, Washington State, Northern California, up into British Columbia, it is a disaster. And if you don't think that this is going to affect the cost of your living through the winter, food, clothing, transportation, all of these things, if you don't think it's going to affect them, then you're silly, because it is. We're going to be paying a whole lot of money for food that's not very good, frankly. And then there are the conspiratorial theorists who say, well, this is all part, the global oil companies want to burn more fuel, so it helps out their buddies that are in the, you know, the business of trying to build a whole new currency around climate change. And I mean, there are all these conspiratorial theories, but
but doesn't in the Northeast, I mean, you talked about the ice age, it feels like we're kind of moving into a water age. At least in the Northeast,
yeah.
We've been so... Like,
could be.
It's going to be like that Kevin Costner movie, Waterworld, right? It's,
yeah.
It just...
But it
we have
takes
friends who live in Miami,
year.
And they just... Every time they see the beach eroding more and more and coming closer to their building, it's
yeah.
just...
Yeah. But it takes a while. There's no questioning the fact that those people who live in beach communities, coastal areas, are feeling the impact of this.
Yep.
If not just in the weather, but just the way the sea is rising. And I have my family's had a place down in Palm Beach County. The island north of Palm Beach is Singer Island. And since the 60s, we've had a place down there. And most of the time has been in two or three units in a building that was built in the 50s, early 50s, that was right on the beach. And when I say right on the beach, you walk out the door and at 40 feet, you're in the water during high tide. And that beach has eroded to the point where they had to build a breaker wall to hold up the substance of the building. And so I bring that around because there's a new study out about that building that collapsed down in Miami and what the influences were on that. Part of it, although it's a subtle suggestion, if you look at the report, and I looked at it just quickly, is that the effects of the weather changes, the vagaries of the weather, influence the integrity, the structural integrity of buildings that are that close to the water. And it seems to be common sense, actually, but people throw that all out the window because they want to live by the beach. I do. I don't want to live in a high-rise. I'd live in a single-family house and, I guess, take my chances thinking that whatever time I have left isn't going to... I'm not going to worry about whether the house gets carried away or not in the water. But when these bigger buildings, where you are, I don't know, how tall is the building where you live,
Victoria? We live in, it's like a village of units, and nothing is taller than 5 stories. We're on the 3rd floor in the building that we're in, but it's interesting.
How close to the water are you?
I can see the water out my window, so I'm at
400 yards.
Distance. It's like maybe a football field, maybe less.
Okay, 300
right?
yards. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that 100 yards?
Yards?
I don't know.
100 yards, 300 feet, yep.
Anyway, so, but one of the things that when that Surfside building, when that collapsed, every building along the ocean stretch where we live here now has scaffolding and now has, it created such a panic with
really?
People living in older concrete or brick buildings like Surfside was. I don't know if that was like stucco or what that was made of, concrete, I guess.
Well, stucco on the outside, but it's concrete on re-rods, basically, on
because
super
anytime,
steel superstructure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up at the shore, and just the ocean air erodes like nobody's business.
All there. It's
I mean,
salt
the salt
in
air.
The air.
I remember growing up, like, we had brass lamps that my mom had to constantly polish because just the air turned it green.
You know,
and
we
so,
talk about it in New England, where the roads are so salty, especially northern New England, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, cars in Maine get destroyed.
Yeah.
Trucks destroyed by the salt. You don't have to drive. You can park a car in a parking lot in Palm Beach County, and it will rust.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
sure.
move it a foot. Leave it there for 10 years. There'll be nothing left of the car.
Right.
We did that.
I wonder if the future of building along the shoreline is just going to go from natural materials. I mean, not cement's not natural, but you know what I mean. To maybe synthetic, non-porous materials.
Stuff that
impervious to salt air and things.
That's a good word, impervious.
Yeah, right. I mean, we have to move to some other method, right? We can't just keep using rebar and cement that all just rots and rusts.
Yeah. Well, what the cement does is the integrity of it is affected by the salt, so it disintegrates. It becomes powder. The situation with the death of Elijah McClain and the police officers who were charged with the death of this guy. I don't know if you remember what happened. Put a chokehold on him, and then they gave him ketamine. I forgot what ketamine does. That calms you down, right? Isn't that what ketamine does?
Yeah, it's a tranquilizer,
it's
I guess.
Supposed to restrain you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he was already on the ground on his stomach and handcuffed, not resisting, because it's all on body cam, and then they shot him up with ketamine and his heart stopped.
So they've all been indicted,
How
many were there? There were
five
cops, yeah.
Well, it was three police. Wasn't it three police and two paramedics, something like that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. It was three police.
Yep.
All right, so what happens now? The body camera video is very clear in what it shows.
And damaging. Yep, yeah. Very damning. Yeah, I this is just the thing the reason that this is happening now, and this was, you know, from 2019, because the former DA in Denver refused to bring up any charges against anybody.
All right, today on the DJV podcast, the download of what we've been talking about here, you will hear a conversation about Brittany's ex-husband, Jason Alexander, who happened to get caught kind of with his pants down at the Nashville airport. So you get that story. Mike Richards, the heel from Jeopardy, gets booted. Star Jones returning to The View. You hear my comments about how wonderful she is. And then the Bonnaroo Music Festival being canceled, conversation about that. Lots of conversation. You want to catch up on what you didn't hear while we were live on the air, you can get it from, you can get a good thumbnail sketch, podcasts at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour now. It's time for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from DJV Health. The questions come from different sources. Here's one interested in wine and whether wine is better with certain foods and not so good with others. And there's also a question about how much wine is good for your blood pressure. So wine in general, bringing that into your diet, how effective? Because you hear a lot of things. You do. Don't drink too much. You should have little. Everybody should have some alcohol. So what should we know here, Ken?
Well, it's hard for doctors to advise drinking alcohol because many people just can't stop at the right point. So that's why doctors in general don't say, hey, drink.
Do doctors drink? How many doctors do you know that drink?
No. Well, I mean, most are not teetotalers, but it's all in moderation. For a guy, after two servings of any alcohol in a day, you're not doing it for your health. For a woman, it's much harder. After one serving of any alcohol in a 24-hour period, you're not doing it for your health. So if you want to consume a little bit of wine and enjoy it, fine. It's all in the amount. And there is this article in Hypertension, the medical journal this week, that adults who regularly eat certain foods, apples, pears, berries, and red wine, tend to have lower blood pressure than their peers. One thing these foods have in common, Doug, is a high content of the antioxidant plant compound called flavonoids. And flavonoids appear to be good for the heart, they lower blood pressure and are good for cholesterol and just improve blood vessel functioning in general. So if you can stay within the healthy amount of wine, one serving for a woman or up to two glasses a day for a guy, and you're not going to have any other beer or mixed alcohol, then it's good. But that's the real challenge, is staying at the healthy amount.
I'm getting a kick out of this. Krispy Kreme is offering two donuts for all those who get their COVID vaccine. And if you have ever had a Krispy Kreme donut, you know that they're loaded with everything. So apparently there's been some criticisms from the cardiologists about giving people these Krispy Kreme donuts. So they have added heart-friendly donuts to the COVID vaccine deal. Can you imagine? Is there a donut, really, from your point of view as a cardiologist, that's going to be heart-healthy?
Well, I'm a great believer that treats are okay. And if you want to have a Krispy Kreme as a treat, it's fine with me.
But just get
vaccinated.
It sounds like experience, though. You've had a few Krispy Kremes in your life, I'm guessing.
Probably less than a handful, but a single handful. But, you know, I know what they taste like.
Yeah. Okay. The monoclonal antibodies. Question about whether they can be used for other things. A lot of attention paid to them when it comes to COVID. But what else can they be used to prevent?
I thought you'd be personally interested in this.
I am.
This is in Science Immunology this week. Doug, antibody therapy may help prevent the development of celiac disease, the digestive disorder that limits the body's ability to process foods that contain wheat, barley, and rye. The approach uses specially modified monoclonal or laboratory-created antibodies that prevent the human immune system from recognizing gluten, a protein found in these foods, as a toxin. And the important thing is this study that was done in mice, and this has not yet been done in humans. So stand by. I believe the research is going to begin, but this is a hopeful way to treat celiac disease because apparently it works in mice.
All right. How long is it going to take, do you think, before it's proven out? Because I'd like to get a hold of it fast.
Right. I think you're going to probably, you know, I think you're looking at several years before this becomes on the street corner.
Last question has to do about with mothers who are obese. How does that affect the child once the child is born?
Yeah, this is fascinating. JAMA Network opened this week. People, Doug, who are obese before and during pregnancy are more likely to have children who develop cognitive and behavioral difficulties as they age. Children born to people who are obese or severely overweight late in pregnancy have lower IQ scores and perform less well on behavioral assessments during childhood and adolescence than those born to people of healthy weight. So mom and dad, don't be obese when you start to have children.
Yep. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin is so good at doing. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJB Health at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.